Hey, what's up, Divine Ones? It's Latoya Okia. Y'all come on in, come on in. Welcome, 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 baby. Welcome back to another video. Come on in, come on in. To those of you that are new to me, I am Latoya Okia. I am a master life coach, a spiritual leader, and a business mentor. I train and certify life coaches, and we create transformational leaders for the kingdom of God, baby. So if you know and you believe that this is your season to rise up and to become the leader that you were divinely created to be, then I want to let you know, baby, that you're in the right place, you on the right channel, and this is the right time, because this is the season for you to walk in your purpose, to activate every single one of your gifts for the kingdom of God. No longer will you sleep on yourself. No longer will, I want you to put that in the comments too. Say no more sleeping. No longer will you sleep on yourself. This is the season and this is the time for you to activate beast mode for the kingdom of God, baby. I see you walking in that spirit of leadership. I see you using your gifts for the kingdom, and I see you becoming the man or the woman that God has created you to be, baby. So come on in, come on in. Slide on anything, baby. Look, you ain't no stranger. You family now. You might well come on in, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, share this video with somebody that you know is gonna bless today. Because listen to me when I tell you, I hear the spirit of the Lord saying, dreams still come true. Do you understand me? Put it in the comments, baby. Say dreams still come true. The Lord sent me on this video, baby, to let somebody know that was just about to give up, somebody that was just about to throw away their dream. I hear God say, baby, do not throw away your dream. I hear him say, go back and get your dream. Go back and get what I promised you, baby. Do not throw away your dreams. Somebody listening to this video right now, there is a dream that the Lord has placed in your heart. There is a vision that you keep seeing. There is a vision that you keep having. And you wonder why every time you push this thing off, every time you throw this in the trash can, seem like somebody bring it right back to you. Seem like it come right back on your mind and you find yourself thinking about that thing all over again, baby. That's because it is in the Lord's will that you walk that thing out. Do y'all understand me? What I'm doing right here, right now, is always been in my heart. Always been in my spirit to do this. But I would always push it off. I would always push it off. Why? Because the old me was always worried about, oh, well, what are they going to think about me? Or, oh, what are they going to say about me? Or what about my family? What my family going to think? Or, oh, what my coworkers going to think? Oh, or what such and such going to think? What my ex going to think? And all this type of stuff. What if somebody come and say this or somebody come and say that? But let me tell y'all what God told me, baby. And if you're a divine one, you know this our anthem, and we don't play by this one. Forget them folks. God said, forget them folks, baby. Put it in the comments. Say, forget them folks. I hear God saying, forget them folks, baby. Dreams still come true, but you got to work that thing. You got to put one foot in front of the other, and you got to stop letting other people's opinions and what other people think and what other people going to say. You got to stop letting that stop you, baby. Don't you let that stop you no more. Do you understand me? Because I hear the Lord say that you got too much on the inside of you. Oh, wait. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Speak over yourself today. Say, I have too much in me to be quiet. I have too much in me to sit down. I have too much in me to sleep on myself. I feel the power of God today, baby, in this truck. Do y'all understand me? I hear the Lord say, it's too much in you. It's too many gifts in you. It's too much purpose in you. It's too much destiny in you. Come on now. It's too much legacy in you for you to keep sleeping on yourself and for you to not move on the dream that the Lord has placed in your heart. You got too much in you, baby. And I hear God say that I don't care what's going on in the world. I don't care what the world, I don't care what you're seeing in the world. Listen to your daddy. Listen to your heavenly father when he's telling you today, baby, that in the kingdom of God, dreams still come true every day. Come on now. In the kingdom of God, I hear the Lord say that I will make it happen. All you got to do is move by faith. Somebody put that word in the comments, baby. One word, say faith. Faith. All you got to do is move by faith. And I hear the Lord say, baby, in the fullness of time. Come on now. He says, I, the Lord, will make it happen. All you got to do is move that thing by faith. And I hear God saying, don't look to your left. He said, don't look to your right, and you sure better not look behind you. Come on now. Somebody say, I can't look back. Ooh. Jesus said, if you put your hand to the plow and you look back, he said, you are not fit for my Father's kingdom. Got to go all in, baby. Ooh. Somebody get their journal and your blue ink pen, baby, and write that thing down. Say, I got to go all in for the kingdom of God. I got to go back and get my dream. The devil wants you to throw away your dream. He wanna take your dream and lock it up and throw away the key. But I hear the Lord say, baby, that I have given you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind on earth. Come on now. He said, I will stand beside you and I will bind it in heaven. Ooh. And whatsoever you loose on earth. Come on. Now he said, I'm gonna stand beside you and I'm gonna loose it in heaven. In other words, I hear your heavenly Father saying, I got your bite. Ooh, somebody put it in the comments. Come on, divine ones, you gotta let the devil know. Say, God got my bite. Ooh, God got your bite, baby. And I hear him say that my anointing is on your life, my hand is on your life. And when the hand of God is on your life, baby, you gonna go all the way. And it ain't no stopping you. Do you understand me? God been speaking to me so since I left Houston, Texas. That thing started when I touched down in Houston, Texas, baby. The Lord began to speak to me. He said, dreams still come true. Come on now. I began to look out at the faces of the people that was sitting in the seminar in Houston, Texas. And God showed me how years ago when I was in my bedroom, how I was seeing these people before they even showed up. See, you got to see it before you see it. Come on now. You got to feel it before you feel it. You got to get there before you get there. Somebody put that in the comments, baby. Say, I got to get there before I get there. You can't wait until you looking at your dream to believe it. You got to start believing that thing right now. Because I came to tell you, baby, as a messenger for the kingdom of God, that God's still making dreams come true every day. There is a dream that he placed in your heart as a little bitty girl. Ooh, there is a dream that he placed in your heart, baby, as a little bitty boy. And I hear the Lord say that as a grown man, he said, I'm going to bring it to pass for you. As a grown woman, I'm going to bring it to pass for you. It may seem like because it's been so many years that that thing ain't going to manifest, that that thing ain't going to come into fruition. But I hear the Lord say, baby, that I will make it happen. Just as sure as I'm sitting here in this truck right now looking at this phone camera talking to y'all, God going to make that thing happen, baby. All you got to do is believe. Somebody put it in the comments. Say, all I got to do is believe. Glory to God. Even when they call you crazy, just like they call me crazy. Come on now. Even when they say she done lost her mind. Even when they say, I don't know why she going all in for that stuff because it ain't going to work. Even when they say, I don't know why he started that business because it ain't going to prosper. He ain't never going to be nothing. She ain't never going to be nothing. You got to be telling yourself in your mind, baby, that in the kingdom of God, dreams still come true. Ooh, in the kingdom of God, dreams come true. You got to speak that thing. You got to write it down, baby. And you got to speak it every day until God make that thing happen for you. I am a witness. Do y'all hear me today? I am a witness, baby, that dreams still come true. Because when I was a little girl, I seen myself doing this. I seen myself doing these videos. I seen myself being a speaker. I seen myself. Glory to God. You got to go back to your innocence. You got to go back to the little girl in you, women of God. Come on now. You got to go back to the little boy in you, men of God. You got to go back to that little boy that had a dream. You got to go back to that little girl when she was in her innocence, before the world got a hope to her. You got to go back to the little girl in you, baby. And you got to tell God, show me the dream that you placed in my heart, Lord. Show me the vision that you gave me. Show me the destiny that you have for me. And as God began to show it to you and reveal it to you, baby, you got to get under some kingdom knowledge because your mind has to be renewed. See, the woman that you used to be, the man that you used to be, that is not the version of you that's going to reach your dream. You got to become somebody new. Come on now. You got to become somebody else, baby. See, that's why as the Lord began to speak to me, he said, woman, who you used to be, the woman that you were 10 years ago, couldn't do what you're doing now. I had to get under the knowledge. I had to get new knowledge every day. I had to seek the kingdom of God with my whole heart, baby. And as I began to seek his kingdom and his righteousness, God began to add all things to my life one by one. And I hear him say that so shall I be with you. God is doing the same thing with you, baby. Get under you some kingdom teaching. Get under you some kingdom knowledge. And if you on this channel right here, you in the right place. You on this channel right here, you in the right place, baby. Get under you some kingdom teaching. And I want you to get ready, get ready, get ready. Somebody put it in the comments, baby. Say, I got to get ready. I got to get ready for what God is doing in my life. Come on now. I got to get ready for this move of God. I got to get ready for this big shift. I got to get ready for this big transfer that's getting ready to happen in my life, baby. You got to get in position and you got to get ready, get ready. Glory be to God. I love y'all so much. Don't you throw away your dream, baby. What is it that the Lord has placed in your heart? What is it that you keep seeing yourself doing? What is it that you see yourself becoming? Go back and get your dream. Don't you never throw away your dream. I hear the Lord say that man ought to always pray and not faint. Don't you never give up on what God has promised you, baby. I don't care how long it take. I came to let you know that dreams still come true. If I can live my dream, you can live yours. Come on now. Because I wasn't nothing. I wasn't nobody. Let me testify to y'all a little bit, baby. I was what the world would have considered to be a nothing. I was what the world considered to be a nobody. Come on now. A black country, single mother, 3 children, on all kind of governmental assistance, government housing, government, all kind of assistance, baby, you name it. Because I didn't know where my next meal was going to come from. I didn't know how I was going to pay my rent. I didn't know how I was going to get to work. Had to walk to work, walking home late at night, getting chased by dogs. Come on now. And when I did get a car, that thing stayed tow up, stayed broke down. Almost died trying to get home. Brakes going out on my car. I can't afford to put no brakes on my car. Come on now. Who am I talking to? The things that we deal with, the struggles that we go through. God said, I know everything you go through, baby. And he said, I'm watching over everything that you deal with. He said, I see every tear that fall from your eyes. I hear the Lord say, I have heard your cry and I have seen your tears. He keep on speaking that in my spirit, baby. And God is bringing justice to his chosen ones. But he said, I need you to get up and move by faith. Come on now. And if you don't know what you need to do, go to the Lord, baby. You got to talk to him. Put it in the comments. Say, talk to your daddy. You got to talk to him. The Bible say, if any of you lack wisdom, you better go to God. What you think I did? I didn't know my left from my right. I didn't know how to start no business. I didn't know nothing I was doing. But I went to my daddy. Come on now. I went to my heavenly father and I say, Lord, you placed this dream in my heart, but I don't know what I need to do. And I begin to ask God for his wisdom. I say, Lord, give me wisdom to work this business. Give me wisdom to raise these children. Come on now. Give me wisdom to live in my purpose. And God began to show me the way. And whatever I didn't know, he started sending people my way that did know. And that's how he gonna do with you. Go back and get your dream, baby. I came to tell you that dreams still come true, but you can't give up. You got to hold to what God has promised you and you got to work that thing, baby, until God send more help. You got to use what you got in your hand. Dreams still come true. I love y'all so much. I am Latoya Okia. I'm going to check in with y'all later, baby. Listen, we done dropped our next seminar. If you can join us in Tallahassee, Florida on June the 7th, you know what to do. Go down there in the description and click that link. And come on in, baby. Spiritual transformation gonna be in the room. Kingdom connection gonna be in the room, baby. And I want you to join us. Click the link below and sign up. Listen, these tickets are going fast. They are going quick. Y'all weren't playing. When I dropped that thing, y'all snatched it up. So if you plan on being in the building, don't procrastinate. Don't hesitate. You better go ahead and click that link and get your ticket. I love you so much. Remember what I told you today. Dreams still come true. Don't you give up on what God has promised you, baby. All you got to do is put one foot in front of the other. Move by faith. Go to your heavenly father. Ask him for wisdom. Tell him, ask him to show you the way you need to go. Show you the people you need to talk to. Show you the people you need to connect with in order to make this dream come true that he's placed in your heart. But it is your faith that's going to activate it. It's your faith that's going to get it in motion. I love you so much. And I'll check in with y'all later.